You're listening to the Simon Barnett and James Daniels Afternoons podcast from Newstalk ZB.
So Nicola Willis, Finance Minister, has just been releasing her budget policy statement this afternoon, which is basically to say the preview of the May 30 budget. Jason Walls, our political editor, was there. He joins us now. G'day, Jason.
Good afternoon, boys. Twice in one afternoon. I'm lucky, aren't I?
I know. And so are we, mate. So are we. So what are the big numbers, Jason?
That's right. Well, the big numbers, you know, this is it's a tough one to get through because this isn't like the budget. There's no big splashy number that the government's committing to. Basically, we're looking at a set of economic forecasts, and what we know is that has been pared back significantly. So the government did expect that growth, that's GDP growth this year, would be 1.5%. That slashed all the way back down to just 0.1%. Obviously, that is a big reduction. So what does this actually mean in terms of dollars and cents? Well, according to Treasury, the cumulative level of nominal GDP would be $42.8 billion lower than forecast in December, and the core crown tax revenue, that's how much they're taking from us in tax, would be down $13.9 billion. So some significant numbers here, and if you look at it just on that level. Now, this shouldn't come as a surprise, because Nicola Willis and Christopher Luxon have been teasing this for a number of weeks, maybe a number of months now, that things are going to look a lot worse than expected. But the good news is, for those at home waiting for a tax cut, those are still coming. Tax cuts will be coming, however, not exactly in the form that we might have thought before. Nicola Willis was asked a number of times in the stand-up if she was standing by the exact numbers that she put out in the pre-election campaign, and she refused to answer the question, consistently dodging it, which leads us to believe that things are going to be a little bit different than we might have expected.
So, Jason, the government, you know, Nicola Willis and the government said they're going to get the books back into surplus by 26, 27, I think she said. So what did she comment on that? Is that obviously not likely to happen now?
Indeed, and that's that's one of the two big pieces of information that we have in this outline of numbers today, is that they had expected a surplus in the 26-27 financial years. However, Nicola Willis said that now that looks nigh on impossible, and it's much more achievable that it's going to be happening the following financial year. So that was the big, I'd say one of the big pieces of information on this, is that the surplus expectation has been pushed out. Don't expect that to be pulled in, because Nicola Willis was at pains to point out that she wasn't going to run a surplus at the expense of people's not getting tax cuts or the public service, frontline services being run down. The other interesting bit of information from this budget policy statement is that we didn't get the operating allowance. Now, the operating allowance is the amount of new money that the government has to play with every budget time. Usually, and when I say usually, pretty much every budget that I've been part of, I don't know how far it goes back, but it's a very, very tried and tested convention to outline that operating allowance ahead of time, so people know how much extra spending there is going to be in the budget. Nicola Willis didn't do that today. She said that it was going to be less than $3.5 billion, but wouldn't tell us how much exactly it was this year or how much she expected it in other years as well, which I think is a quite convenient political out for her, because before the election, she was at pains to point out that Grant Robertson consistently made these operating allowances, but then would always go far above them. Now, she has given herself a way out of, if she is going to go over them, we would have no idea, because she's keeping that number under her chest, under the hood of her economic car.
Hey, Jason, Nicola Willis said that we're going to have income tax cuts for lower and middle income New Zealanders, and they are going to take effect on July the 1st, right? She's confirmed it. And she also said, though, that she wouldn't need to borrow more to deliver those tax cuts. So how's she going to fund that?
Yeah, she said she wouldn't be borrowing more to fund that. That's exactly the conundrum we have at this stage. I mean, she says that she's not going to raise taxes to cut taxes. She says that she's not going to bring in more debt to pay for those tax cuts. Well, fiscally speaking, there's only one other place that it can come from, and that's reprioritization of normal government spending. So she did say that the tax cut is going to be coming from this operating allowance, so the extra money the government is bringing in. But because that money is going going to be taken from the fact that they've had another look at the government and made some more cuts. She says it's going to be fiscally neutral, which means it's not going to increase inflation. And in fact, the other piece of good news from the data today is that inflation looks to be lower than it was as anticipated in December. The Treasury had forecast that this year it was going to be 4.1%. It's actually looking like it's going to be closer to 3.3% based on these updated set of circumstances. And as we know, lower inflation should eventually mean lower interest rates from the Reserve Bank, which means, hey presto, lower mortgages at some point.
Let's hope. And you, as a new homeowner, sure, you'll be banking on that, Jason. Mate, thank
not
you very
that
much.
Not that I would let that colour my coverage at all, of course.
Absolutely, absolutely. Really appreciate that. A lot of numbers, but that's good stuff. Thank you very much, Jason. Have a good afternoon again.
No problem, boys.
For more from Simon Barnett and James Daniels Afternoons, listen live to News Talk ZB or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.